From the heart of forgotten America, this is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America. I'm Steve Gruber. Get ready for some full contact radio. Here are three big things you need to know in hour number three. Number three, no weed, indeed, in more than 500 Michigan communities now. Those villages, towns, and cities said thanks, but no thanks. We're just not that cool. Number two, Joe Biden continues to lead in the polls, but just not as big as he did before. And during a stop in Detroit prior to the upcoming debates next Tuesday in the Motor City, he says he'll take the gloves off and fight harder against his opponents on the stage. And number one, while we're at it, Joe Biden's opposition to the mob squad and Bernie Sanders' call to eliminate all private insurance in favor of government-run health care, not popular. But free college in Michigan apparently is. This all apparently from new polling. New polling now put together by the Detroit Chamber and the Glenn Gariff Group. 600 likely Michigan voters. And I don't know how much stock to put in this stuff, but it's kind of an interesting bit of polling that I thought I would share with you this day. It's indicative of what might happen. Michigan, according to the New York Times article I read earlier this week, they really believe that Michigan could be the whole shooting match. Michigan could be all there is. Whoever wins Michigan wins the election. It could be the critical swing state. And that's why the Trump team and the grassroots efforts are already here in mass for Team Trump. Democrats trying to get their feet on the ground here. Joe Biden does well here. But listen to this. Listen to this. Michigan general election voters oppose the elimination of private health insurance in favor of these plans put forth by Bernie Sanders, the mob squad, Elizabeth Warren, and others. This idea of getting rid of all private insurance, not popular at all. In fact, Michigan voters opposed that 52% to 37%, a 15-point margin. And that might help Joe Biden here because Joe Biden says, hey, I don't want to take away your private insurance if you like it. Of course, we heard that from Barack Obama now, didn't we? If you like your doctor, keep it. If you like your insurance, keep it. Democrats generally supportive of the idea, as you can imagine. Strong Democrats backing the concept 58% to 27%. Those that say they lean Democrat, much tighter, 48 to 37%. Republicans widely opposed to destruction of private insurance and private insurance plans for health care. And independents. Here's where it all comes down to it, according to this point, and I would find this to be generally believable. Again, this comes from the Glenn Gariff Group. They conducted this poll from the 17th until the 20th of July, so a week or so ago. Self-described independents, they oppose the idea of scrapping Medicare or scrapping insurance altogether in favor of Medicare for all, 53% to 35%. And as you know, this state's going to be tight. Donald Trump won the state by 10,704 votes. Tight state. Unexpected by most, not by me. I told you back in July of 2016, 3 years ago this month, I told you that Donald Trump would win here. He did. He won because of people that drive pickup trucks. That's really it. It's the pickup truck crowd that took Donald Trump over the finish line. Those that like to hunt, those that like to fish, those that are more into taking care of themselves than being taken care of, those folks took him across the finish line here in Michigan. Now, when it comes to the Affordable Care Act in general, very split. 43% of Michigan voters would scrap it altogether, 42% would not. But when you come down the list of utopian ideas put forth by the far-left candidates, Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and all the rest, and supported, of course, by the mob squad, Michigan voters are supportive of this at least at first, because they support this idea before you put a price tag to it, but they support the idea of tuition-free college. 56% of the voters polled said they like the idea of tax-supported tuition for college or skilled trades education for all students. 37% don't like the idea. So And again, that's based on, now I didn't see the questions. I don't know how the survey was written. And in order to fully understand a survey, you have to see how the survey was written. And then you have to look at how the survey was weighted, how many identified as Democrats, how many identified as Republicans, how many identified as independents. That's how you get to a more accurate result. Now, this poll says that Donald Trump can't win in Michigan. Of course, 2 weeks out from the election in 2016, several polls showed Donald Trump trailing in Michigan by double digits. So I don't put a hell of a lot of stock in whether or not they say Trump can win Michigan. Of course he can win Michigan. He did it before, and he can do it again, and I say he will. If the election were held today, Donald Trump would win in Michigan by a wider margin than he did before. And that would be despite or in spite of the fact that Democrats will go fever pitch to get people to the polls. It won't matter. Because people all across this state will say, listen, it's working. How many people have you talked? I've talked to several, by the way. Didn't vote for, you know, 75,000 Michigan voters in 2016 did not make a selection for president. They disliked Trump and Hillary Clinton so much, they did not make a selection in that category, but selected everything else. A lot of those folks that made that decision now support the president. Didn't like him as a candidate, but look at what he has done and say, you know what, I can support that now. Let's see, a question on climate change was on there too. 61% of us believe that it's a threat to the Great Lakes. 65% believe it's a threat to the Great Lakes. 61% believe it's a threat in general. 82% of Michigan residents support additional funding for enhanced security at the border, airports, and ports of entry. 82% believe that additional funding is important for more security at the border. And yet, 58% say no to a wall. How does that make any sense? Then don't call it a wall. Get your PR team on that. Call it something else. 55% of Michigan voters asked in this survey say those that came into the country illegally but have not committed further crimes should have an opportunity to become citizens. So there you go. Just looking through the last of these numbers here. And right now, I mean, it's going to be close. I'm not going to kid you. It's going to be close here in the state as it was before. It always is. It'll be a close election. As you can imagine, why wouldn't it be? Hey, by the way, I'd like you, if we're going into the weekend here, so you might be going to your cottage and be around the house, you'll be working in the garden, working in the yard, doing whatever you do. Wouldn't it be nice to have some clean, fresh water from a reverse osmosis system right there in your kitchen? No bottles, no nonsense. The best water you're ever going to drink from your friends at Wolverine Water, Michigan's premier water treatment company. Well, let me tell you something. You have a chance right now to win a free brand new reverse osmosis system from your friends at Wolverine worth $2,700. Just go to stevegruber.com, click on that Wolverine contest button, and you can get a chance to win this $2,700 RO system for your home, for your cottage. I don't care where you put it. Put it in the garage. It's the best water you'll ever have. You're going to love it. Stevegruber.com and the Wolverine contest button. Do that right now.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
The average time a resume spends on an HR manager's desk is 7 seconds. And most of them are tossed aside. Now imagine if one of those resumes belonged to Yasmin, who was
living in a shelter, juggling 3 jobs. I had to be resilient. That's something that you can't teach.
Or if that resume was from someone who
worked 12-hour shifts at the recycling company with my dad, who's 72. That taught me a work ethic that I carry with me every day.
We rely so much on a resume, yet it could never tell the full story of someone.
Growing up where I did, a lot of things could have gotten in the way of my goals. But I learned to push through, And that's what I bring to work every day.
So maybe it's time we look beyond the resume and look to Grads of Life. Discover new ways to develop great talent that are so much more than what's on paper at gradsoflife.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Grads of Life and the Ad Council.
Lift off into a good book during this year's summer reading program, A Universe of Stories. Summer reading programs not only foster a lifelong love of reading, but studies show they help students reduce affect the summer slide. Don't worry, though. Summer reading is for everyone, regardless of age. Ultimately, the goal of summer reading programs is for all of us to get reading. You don't need a library card. You don't have to read library books. And the best part is, everything is free. So with that in mind, blast off into this year's summer reading program at the Eaton Rapids Area District Library.